words of the Bible say. But it does seem to me the Bible doesn't encourage us to believe that people will be saved in that way, because even in the Old Testament, the only firm foundation for people to rest their faith on is the Word of God. The Word of God, which tells the gospel in brief form in the predictions of the Old Testament, and then the Word of God in the New Testament that tells more fully that Jesus has come. So the Bible is necessary for knowledge of the gospel, for people to be saved. Next, the Bible is necessary for maintaining spiritual life. Jesus says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." That is, as we need physical food for our nourishment daily, Jesus is saying we live on the Word of God spiritually. It's necessary for our spiritual life. Then the Bible is necessary for certain knowledge of God's will. We have a sense of God's will that comes from an internal conscience that God has given to us, an internal sense of right and wrong, but our conscience can lead us or mislead us, and we're not quite sure of what God's will is. But when we have the Bible, it teaches us clearly and in words that we can read and understand what God's will is. Therefore, the Bible is necessary for knowledge of the gospel and for maintaining spiritual life and for certain knowledge of God's will. But we also have to say that the Bible is not necessary for knowing that God exists or for knowing something of his character. Psalm 19, verse 1, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth his handiwork." Or in Romans 1, Paul says, "What can be known about God is plain to them." And it says that God has shown it to people through the things that have been made. And as far as God's moral law, Romans 2 says that the Gentiles who do not have God's written law,